WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. It's easy to find out how many students are vaccinated or not in private schools, but WNYC is the first to get a look at how many kids have their shots in New York City's public schools. By and large, the schools are highly vaccinated, but you may be surprised to know which schools have the most students who've been granted exemptions. WNYC's Fred Mogul obtained the data and joins us now. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
So how many kids are we talking about here, and where are they?
There's about 1,700 public school students, not a lot out of more than a million students in the district. Mostly they're spread out, a few here, a few there. But there are some decent-sized clusters, a dozen, two dozen at some schools. LaGuardia, the FAME school for the performing arts, has 28. And Brooklyn New School, a very progressive school in Carroll Gardens, has the most in the city with 30 kids.
Are these public schools at a higher risk for outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles?
It depends on their overall vaccination rate. LaGuardia has 2,600 kids. It's a pretty big place. So 28 of them without vaccinations doesn't lower the vaccine coverage that much. In the lingo of public health, their herd immunity is pretty high. Brooklyn New School has 650 kids, and 30 without vaccines starts to become actually meaningful statistically. Parent Beth Pope told me she's been reading up on herd immunity, and she's focused on the high-risk populations.
Children who are being treated for serious diseases and can't be vaccinated and for whom the measles or chickenpox could be deadly. And so that's raised my concern about unvaccinated children and the potential risk for their classmates.
And, you know, there was a chickenpox outbreak at Brooklyn New School in the fall, and dozens of unvaccinated and partially vaccinated students had to stay home for 3 weeks. New York courts have upheld the ability for schools to do that.
What does it take to get exempted from vaccinations on religious grounds?
Well, it's not just enough to be opposed to vaccines because you think they could harm your kid. In some 20 states, that would suffice more or less. Those were called personal belief exemptions, but not in New York. You have to provide a, quote, written explanation of the foundations for your religious belief opposing immunization and a description of the religious principles that guide your objection to immunization. So there's a standard. It's a little vague what exactly that means, but that's how it's encoded here.
And who goes through that vagueness? Who decides that, you know, whether a student could be exempted from vaccines?
Well, school nurses process vaccination certificates and forward these exemption requests to the city's health department, which takes a look. In their online guidance to parents seeking exemption, the ones I just quoted from, officials warn that a letter simply indicating a religious belief isn't enough. But once there's little of that explanation, it seems like they can't really second-guess people's devotion to religious doctrine all that much. Now, there's some anti-vaccination websites out there that offer suggestions for writing letters that are hard to reject. The head of the Office of School Health from DOE tells me that they basically accept about 77% of applications and reject 23% or so. So they don't take quite all of them, but it's difficult for them to reject.
Is there any evidence that people may be getting religious exemptions when really what it comes down to is that they have a personal belief objection to vaccines?
Well, there's some anecdotal evidence. Most of the city's public schools that have these relatively high numbers are associated with wealthy communities and to some extent liberal places like Park Slope and the Upper West Side. We know that in private schools, even non-religious, pretty secular places like the Montessori's, the Waldorf's, they have higher numbers of religious exemptions. Obviously, religious schools have high rate of religious exemptions too, be they Catholic, Jewish, or Muslim, Eastern Orthodox. You see them a lot in there. Again, very little in the public school system. You know, at Brooklyn New School, the public elementary school in Carroll Gardens, where I went, the one with about 30 kids, I didn't find any parents to talk to who hadn't vaccinated their kids. But there was a fair amount of eye-rolling when I brought this up and I told parents that they had more religious exemptions than any other school in the country's largest public school system. Here's what a woman named Mina Gurung said.
The school doesn't seem like there's a lot of religious, I don't know. But maybe they're putting in the religious, but they are not. It's just a good excuse.
On the other hand, the principal at Brooklyn New School told me that when there was that chickenpox outbreak in the fall and a bunch of kids stayed home, they were from all kinds of different backgrounds.
All right. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you.
WNYC's Fred Mogul and WNYC's data news team has created a way that you can check out the vaccination rates at schools in your neighborhood and anywhere in New York State. You can find it at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.